and welcome to episode 102 of Anime and Us. I'm TJ.
And I'm Sean.
And this is the review show that reviews anime from A to Z. Sort of.
Alright guys, so last episode we got JoJo's Bizarre Adventure because I picked it.
I was about to say, we did not get this.
We got it.
We
reviewed it.
You picked it.
We got it.
Because we got your pick.
So there's a lot going on in the wiki. Essentially though, there's 8 parts.
Mm-hmm.
We watched parts 1 and 2, which were Phantom Blood and Battle Tendency. Phantom Blood was done, because if you remember when we first got it, there was like an older version of the anime.
Mm-hmm.
That was part Phantom Blood, but it was done kind of weirdly. And the manga had been going on from 87 to 2004. And the manga has sold over 100 million copies, which is one of the most popular mangas ever.
I didn't know that. I got you. Well,
I didn't know it was that big.
It felt like it was 2 seasons.
What we watched. Yeah, it definitely felt like 2 seasons for sure.
It said season 1, but it was 26 episodes, and there was a clear break.
Yeah, a very clear break. So each part, for the most part, it seems like is a different era, a different JoJo.
Yeah.
We'll get into that in a moment, I guess. Mm-hmm. So, premise or anything?
I mean, yeah, did a premise.
The premise is kind of odd. Essentially, there are these godlike beings that are created from these masks, stone masks. The stone creates a godlike being. The godlike being can then make a vampire,
Nope.
Yes.
You're wrong. The mask makes vampires. The godlike beings created the masks to make them.
Dio's not a vampire.
The godlike beings that you're talking about, though. Yes, he is. Dio's a vampire. He creates zombies.
He's not a vampire.
Yes, he is.
Is he?
He's a vampire because he creates zombies. The mask creates vampires, and
I feel like he's bigger. He's badder than any other vampire.
That's because by the time the vampires become, in season 2, the vampires become second-rate villains, like everything. Like, when you play a video game,
but in season 3, Dio's back, and he's not anything different. He's just Dio as a vampire.
Did we watch season 3?
No, but that is what happens. I read up on him.
Oh, well, maybe they do something to make him more powerful or something, but as of right now, Dio is a vampire, and he creates zombies.
He was doing crazy shit as a vampire.
Yeah, I understand that, but so were the godlike beings, because they're not vampires.
Yeah, he's not a vampire, like I said.
No,
he's
the god,
like a godlike being.
The godlike beings are vampires. He was a vampire.
I mean, the godlike beings are still vampires in the sense that they drink blood. You know what I mean?
Well,
but they're stronger than any of the other vampires in the show. That's what I'm saying.
They don't drink blood. They absorb things into themselves.
That's true. And he does drink blood, Dio.
Yes.
But he does shit that other vampires can't, so that doesn't really quite make sense. I don't know.
The show doesn't
maybe
f-ing make sense.
Vampire. Well, most of it doesn't. Anyway, so there are these godlike type beings. There's this stone mass that creates vampires. The vampires create zombies.
Alright.
There's this family called the Joestar family, and the show revolves around their different generations.
Yeah, alright, but see, this is where we went wrong here. The premise you're explaining is the overall premise of the entire season.
We'll get to the premise for what we watched in a moment.
No, do the premise for the first season.
That's a good one. So, Joseph, what's his father's name?
It's not Joseph?
I assumed, but I could swear they called him something else.
Maybe it's not Joseph. I don't freaking remember.
Jonathan Joestar.
Yeah, Joseph is the...
I know, Jonathan Joestar is JoJo. Meets his new adopted brother, Dio Brando.
Yeah. Joseph is Jonathan's son.
Yes. Anyway, all the boys are Joe, essentially, in some form or another. So I'm sure it's Joe something. I'm pretty sure they just call him Mr. Joestar or whatever. Who gives a f***? Anyway, there's a big storm, carriage crash, wife dies, baby's alive, adult Joestar's alive.
The JoJo in season 1's father survives.
Yes.
And is
sort of saved?
He thinks he's saved by a criminal who's just trying to loot the bombs.
But he was actually saved by him, so...
After he realized he was alive.
Yes. And clearly wealthy.
Right.
So now he's going to own something.
Right. So the looter... son, the looter has a son, and when he dies, he sends him off to live with the Joestars.
Yeah, so they're probably 15-ish, something like that.
Yeah.
16, something like that.
And...
Maybe 13 or 14, because it seems like there's a bit of a time skip between him, Dio, moving in with the Joestars, which is the son of the
The looter.
And there's a bit of a time difference between Dio joining and living with them, and then, like, 2 or 3 years later, they're sort of getting out of high school.
Right.
They're still in high school, but they're almost done.
So Dio goes to live with the Joestars, and he's just comically evil in the beginning.
Yeah. Well, he's comically evil for the whole thing.
Yeah, but in that time skip, apparently in 2 years that we don't see off screen, they get close.
Well, so they did there was like an episode or two before the time skip. And he was a piece of shit evil kid.
Right.
But,
like, he kisses his Joestar's...
dad's.
No, he kisses his half-brother Joestar's girlfriend.
Oh, yeah. He does a bunch of dumb shit. He kills his dog.
And, yeah, he's terrible.
But they get in a fight, and for the most part, Dio comes out on top. But he realizes, through that exchange, that his anger is his weakness.
And that Jonathan can come back after fights and has...
Yes, he's got endurance and right. stamina.
So
and
he needs to be careful around him.
Yes, so he realized during that little bit, 2-3 year time skip, that how to control his anger. Right. So they become friends, but there's still this underlying we hate each other thing going on.
Right. And this is where we learn that Dio is now slowly poisoning their father.
Yeah. Putting lemon pledge in his soup.
Yeah, essentially. So, but...
That always reminds me of The Sixth Sense, by the way. Whenever someone's, like, poisoning someone slowly. Why? Like that. That's what happened in The Sixth Sense.
Oh, I don't remember.
The mom was killing the little boy.
Oh, I don't remember. I just remember the twist. That's it. I don't
remember. She would, like, feed him and put, like, I think it was cleaner in his soup or whatever.
Oh. I didn't see that movie that many times, didn't realize.
I think it was all once.
Well, that's pretty impressive for you, because you don't remember shit.
I remember a lot if I really like it.
Okay. Anyhow.
So Jojo finds out that he's poisoning him. He doesn't have proof, but he finds the powdery substance. And it could be medicine. Well, he doesn't know.
No.
But he's going to get it tested.
He finds the letter that the father wrote and tests Dio by bringing up the father. And then Dio just omits everything. And then, Jojo doesn't have proof. So he takes the powder and he goes there. To England to find out where he's attacked by thugs in an alley.
And a speedwagon.
Oh my god. I hate the names.
Speed.
One of the main characters is named R.E.O. Speedwagon.
Well, yeah, they just call him Speedwagon after that.
Yeah, after that. But they named it. That's his name.
I didn't even know the R.E.O.
One of the villains in the second season is named AC/DC.
Oh, I was going to bring it up if you didn't.
No.
It's AC. Like A-S-E or A-S-I-E. So it's some sort of variation of that spelling. Not actually A-C-D-C. Uh-huh. But every time they say it, it sounds like A-C-D-C.
The people who wrote this really like music because...
Well, that's actually a point in the wiki. If you were to read, click on it and read far enough down, it's one of the things that it's really, really popular for is it's like magnetic poses or whatever word they were using. You know, it's crazy fights and it's pop culture reference to the West.
Well, the naming annoyed me. I hated the art because I just don't like that art style.
And the art wasn't really my favorite part of it, but I did really like it.
I didn't like the I don't like the Fist of the North Star kind of thing.
This is kind of like that. It is. Yeah. It's along those lines.
And I fucking hated it.
I knew you were going.
I hated it with a passion.
It's so funny. I was texting our friends in our group chat that we had to watch this for the podcast, and I was like, I liked it a lot. I'm pretty sure TJ hated it.
Oh, I hated it with a goddamn passion. All right,
so before we go any farther, this show's kind of fucking crazy.
Yes.
Where they go off on these tangents. Oh, you're going to do this, then I'm going to do that.
There's no dialogue in the show. It's all exposition. There's not a single fucking line of dialogue. It's all, everything is exposition.
It is, which I normally hate, but it's so good in this show.
It is not good, especially coming off of that goddamn Eye Spectre that we did last week. Maybe there would have been it would have been some leniency, but after that show, there is no leniency.
I loved every bit of it.
I hated every moment I watched this show. Every so second.
You know how much I loved it? Guess how many episodes I watched by the first Sunday. Because we took, usually when it's 26 episodes, we take about 2 weeks. 19 episodes by Sunday. Then I didn't watch it again until Tuesday the next week. Because here's the thing. Although I really did like it, it's a lot to take in. There's a lot going on. Sort of. there's not really a lot going on, but there's a lot, like, sensory, like, I'm autistic. Like, there's a lot happening on screen and sounds, and it's just not something you can watch a whole lot of and enjoy, so I had to break it up. I had to stop.
I watched an hour a day that I had, but I normally, I'm like, yeah, I get it. I don't get it. I don't get its popularity.
I get it.
I don't.
It's comically funny, and you're waiting for the same joke to happen again. Like, JoJo and all the different JoJos, I would say, will, they'll be fighting someone, and he'll do this line over and over and over again. The next lines you're gonna say is this, this, and this.
Yeah, I
found But, like, it. The first couple times, it's super stupid. And then after a while, you're like, all right, I'm kind of fucking waiting for it now. And then they flip it on its head, and the one bad guy did it to him at one point. Yeah. And I was like, oh shit.
I didn't find it funny.
I loved it.
In the slightest.
The poses are great, because I know the memes from Reddit and everything from the past couple years that got really popular, and now I'm seeing them. That's great.
Yeah, no, there was nothing. I tried. Every once in a while, it would catch me, but then the next scene, I was out again. I was so done. I hated
it. Yeah, it's plot line, it's... little catchy thing that it does is the same thing over and over and over and over and over again.
Everything is so predictable. Everything. I knew what was going to happen. They do the same story over and over.
Essentially.
Nothing changes in
this show.
This is going
to happen. This is going to happen. This is going to happen. Maybe I'll die, but I'm probably not. I'm going
to
kill you.
But it's worse than that. It's not only this is going to happen. It's this is going to happen, but I'm going to explain it to you first. And then it's going to happen. I couldn't. I was ready to shoot myself at the end of it.
You know what was nice about it? No one was safe.
Yeah, no, the main character just died.
You have no idea who's going to die and who's not going to die. No one's safe. So yeah, that's cool.
But at the end, I could predict, by the end of the second season, I could predict who was going to die.
Yeah, I didn't think Caesar was going to die, the guy that made the bubble powers.
Oh, no, I did.
I didn't think he was going to... I figured he was going to die. I didn't think he was going to die there. I thought he was going to have a big fight and he was going to win and then he would have died or something. Or maybe would have had a big fight and survived, but not won. I didn't think he was going to just die.
That's fair. But I knew his fate was sealed because of his last name.
Yeah, he's not Joestar. But even then, the JoJos die, so...
No, because he was the Zeppeli.
Yeah.
He was a Zeppeli, and all the Zeppelis have to die. But I didn't know, because Jonathan dies at the end of the first season.
Yeah.
I knew that the Joseph, the grandson... I don't know if his name's Joseph. Whatever. There's too many JoJos. There's the grandson, Joe, was going to survive at the end.
It's easier to do it in time periods. So the first JoJo was in the 1890. The second one was like 1930-something.
Yeah.
1940, something like that.
Yeah.
And it deals with Germans, which is hilarious. It deals with the Germans. Von Stroheim!
I will give the show credit for this. I thought the Germans and the Nazis were going to be the bad guys, but they ended up being allies.
Very surprised by that. And JoJo even made a joke about it in the last episode. He was like, oh, I guess that rules out fighting the Germans.
Right, yeah. Anyway, so going back to the first season.
Yeah, it shows so much.
Going back to the first season, they become friends for like 30 seconds before.
But they weren't really friends, and you knew that.
Yeah, right. So JoJo finds out, gets the proof that it's poison. And
Speedwagon.
By Friend Speedwagon.
His lifelong and family-long Friend Speedwagon.
But not at first. At first, Speedwagon's just a thug in an alley trying to kill him.
Yes. But, so he's a thug in an alley, tries to kill him, and he has these razor blades in his hat that he throws around, like, I don't know, the
Kung Lao and Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, that, or I was thinking the 007 guy.
Oh, yeah.
And, Ajo. And, you know, he damages JoJo, but then he realizes... Right as all the other guys that just showed up are about to jump JoJo, he was like, wait, you could have killed me. You could have killed my friends. But why didn't you? And JoJo's like, well, you know, you're just trying to live your life. You don't deserve to die. Or something like that.
And then Speedwagon's all about how he's honorable. It's shit.
So he goes from this backstabbing guy from, you know, in the big city in the corner of the alley to... a really good guy. He's
really,
honorable now. He's Speedwagon.
Really good guy, let me tell you. So, JoJo goes back and they're going to arrest Dio. But there's been this weird mask in the manor for a long time.
And they knew blood made spikes come out the back, but they didn't know what it did.
Well, JoJo did, and was doing experiments on it, and...
Well, I knew he was doing experiments on it. Did he know exactly what it was capable of?
I think he tested it with the blood. He didn't know he could...
I know he did the spike thing.
Yeah, but Dio knew that he could do the spike thing, because Dio was going to kill him with the mask.
Yeah, and he tested it out while JoJo was in London, I think.
In London, and he created the vampire, and the vampire almost kills Dio.
Yeah.
But the sun comes up and turns up to ash. Yeah. So, but when they get back to England, JoJo's going to have Dio arrest it.
Now, my biggest issue with the show is really only in the beginning, I guess, because the rest of it, who gives a f***? But when Dio turns the guy into a vampire to test it, and the vampire, like, kicks him or something along those lines, pretty much pulverizes his bones.
Yes.
But when Dio eventually uses it on himself in the what we're about to talk about, and then fights JoJo, JoJo blocks his kicks and shit just fine. Like, he's hurt, but not like... When Dio was hurt, it was nothing like that.
They do mention his bones are shattered. He just doesn't act like they're shattered.
Yeah, he continues fighting just fine.
But I kind of just excused it because we'll get into the magical powers he has. I just thought it was that.
Yeah, I don't think he had them yet, though.
I think they were latent.
Oh, okay.
That's what I thought. That's fine. Not really a problem that I had with it. I just excused it with magic powers.
Yeah. So, anyway, JoJo comes back, accuses him, blah, blah, blah. He tries to use the mask on him, doesn't work, uses it on himself.
And turns into a vampire.
Yeah.
And becomes all powerful. And
there's a couple cops there to arrest him and starts lighting him up with bullets. Doesn't do jack.
Yeah, and then he starts murdering the cops. And then he tries to kill JoJo, but then his dad gets in the way and dies. Mm-hmm. And then the house is on fire somehow. I don't remember how that happened.
JoJo started it. He started the fire. And Dio didn't know it, and he kind of fell into the fire.
The whole house?
Yeah. JoJo started it.
Because they started fighting in the burning house.
Yeah, JoJo started the fire. And there was, like, a curtain, and Dio, like, jumped at him for some reason or another to try and kill him.
Right, it was like a last-ditch effort.
And then whoosh!
Yeah, it was like a last-ditch effort. And so they fight.
There's a lot of last-ditch efforts.
So they fight up the stairs, and then JoJo knocks Dio down into the inferno, and we think he's dead.
Yeah.
And then,
I mean, there's a lot more to it than that, but yeah.
And so after that, the house is burned down. I guess JoJo lost everything. I don't know.
He's got some burns and broken bones whenever, so he's being nursed back to health.
They made it seem like he didn't have any money. He was in a mansion.
They sort of made it seem like that, but at the same time...
They say he lost everything, but I guess material possessions. I mean, I guess he lost his father in material possessions, but you would think he still have the money.
Yeah, well, they never showed him needing money.
No.
At the end of this arc... right before he dies.
That's fair.
He buys, you know, a cruise ship token to America.
That's fair.
So, he's not broke, but...
That's fair. I mean, Dio, because that's the whole point of Dio being mean. He's trying to get the money out of the Joestars. That's why he's doing everything.
Mm-hmm.
But, so, after that happens, JoJo...
He's being nursed back to health by a pretty blonde nurse.
Oh, it's the girlfriend from...
Yeah, earlier. It's his girlfriend that got kissed by Dio. Her reputation was tarnished.
Yeah, but that scene only lasts for like 3 seconds, and then...
And then they're walking down a cobblestone road over, I think, a bridge, and some Zeppelin-looking dude, whose name is Zeppelin. Yeah, he looks like he's Zeppelin.
Yeah, he's wearing weird...
Takes his pinky and jams it in Joestar's chest, and Joestar crumples over.
This is where we learn about Harmon.
H-A-M-O-N is the word. Hamon, but they always pronounce it with an R. Harmon.
Harmon. We learn Harmon, which has the stupidest weakness.
It's a breathing technique.
Yeah.
If it has a weakness?
Yeah, if you can't breathe, you can't use it.
Well, I mean...
It's so stupid, because now it's not stupid.
Well, it's not just that. If you can't breathe, you can't use it. You can't use it, like, it doesn't go through solid things very well. But not that that matters.
My problem is not, like, that aspect. My problem is they have to... Because it has that weakness, they have to find stupid ways to not make them breathe.
Yeah, that's true. Or if they lose a lot of blood, they won't be able to use it very well.
Yeah,
because
then they're not breathing properly.
Well, because you're breathing it, and the hormone goes through your air, into your lungs, into your blood.
Yeah, I get it.
And that's how it courses through.
But they made it such a complex weakness, so now they're forcing issues to make it so you can't breathe.
Well, I mean, you can't just have a blind power-up.
One instance where he's underwater, and because he can't breathe, so he goes and finds an air pocket underwater. It's stupid.
Because he knows the lake. It's near where he lives. So he knows that there's, you know, air trapped, canals coming out.
To breathe.
Like hot springs or whatever.
To breathe, he practically pulled a Sonic the Hedgehog.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Pulls open a rock. A big air bubble comes up. He puts his head in the air bubble, breathes in. Now he's got Harmon.
It's stupid.
Harmon.
Anyway, the Zeppeli guy starts teaching JoJo how to use Hamon.
And he's so good at it!
Yeah, he's really good at it. And Speedwagon's along for the ride, I guess.
And he begs to be taught it, but it never happens. I think at first, Zeppeli didn't like Speedwagon because he knew about his past. And then as times went on and he stuck around through the hard times, he started to have respect for him. He even said that outwardly.
You say
so. I think he was going to start teaching him, but then Zeppeli ended up dying.
You say he stuck around for the hard times, but this show goes a million miles a minute. I don't know when. It feels like that. The whole
first. Well, the hard times is when they're having a big battle. It looks like they're all going to die.
Yeah, but it feels like the whole first arc takes place in 3 days.
It really does. I think it does take place in like 3 or 4 days.
Because it speeds like 100 mile an hour.
Yeah, we're talking about maybe 6 or 7 episodes so far. We've been talking for a while.
Yeah.
Like bang, 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 bang. Things are happening over and over and over.
It's like, slow down, breathe a minute here.
I actually ended up stopping watching around episode 14 or 15. And that's after JoJo dies. And then they time skip to the 1930s. And you find the new JoJo, his grandson. And I watched a couple episodes into it, but I was like, I didn't like it. Like, I was upset that they killed JoJo so quickly when I just started to like it. But now, because of this, I watched past that.
Anyway. So, Dio's still alive. He survived the fall. I nursed the health by... Was it this one where he's nursed the health, or was it the second time he died?
Dio's never died.
Well, supposedly died.
Yeah, so far, he hasn't. Well, his head was, like, chopped off, right? Yeah, it was just floating head.
He survived the burning inferno. I'm not sure how he survived the burning inferno.
Oh, you're right, right. He like sucked the blood out of some guy. I don't know, okay. But he survived and then made a bunch of little minions, and then they're tracking him down to go get him.
Well, he creates zombies of a bunch of villagers, and this is where we're introduced to this annoying kid who's only there for like 4 episodes, whose sister is being caught by Dio. For some reason, why he didn't just kill her, I don't know. But Dio's turned everyone into vampires except for the sister. And somehow he resurrected 2 ancient dead warriors.
Yeah, and he turned them into zombies. But they're really powerful. Way powerful than normal zombies.
Right, but they're warriors from our past time. I don't know how he resurrected them or how he turned them into zombies, but he did. Why don't he?
Yeah, it's something you would think would have happened to more.
Right, like...
Right, just to the best of our knowledge, it only happens this one
instead
time.
Instead of going to the village, just raise the entire graveyard.
Yeah, I mean, go around and resurrect all the great people of the past.
Yeah, it really didn't make no sense. But anyway, these two warriors are just there to give JoJo a fight.
Yes, it's his first real fight after learning Hamon.
And they give him, you know, it's typical shonen shit, you know, it goes bad, it goes good, it goes bad, and eventually he defeats them all.
And he gets a sword from the one. He's like, oh, you're so honorable, you're a great warrior, gives him a sword, and then it's destroyed immediately.
And one of the warriors is honorable, and JoJo respects him, but the other one's despicable, because that's a theme too.
Yes.
And so he defeats the first one honorably, and then the second one leads him to this castle place.
Uh-huh.
And
he gets trapped. There's like a necklace that goes around his neck, or a metal necklace chain attached to a chain.
And this is where we learn that Zeppeli got a prophecy from some lady.
You learn of the prophecy the moment it gets
mentioned.
The moment it gets fulfilled.
Yeah.
So the moment the prophecy is going to be fulfilled, you get a flashback moment of him learning that he's going to die in a moment where he saves someone else.
Yeah, it was some vague lion about lions.
Yes, shit. So he walks forward all proud.
But the worst part of it is, you learn about that. The lady tells him about his prophecy. Then he just abandons his wife and kid and just...
starts training.
And training.
Hunting down zombies and pillar men.
Yeah, I mean...
Which he's terrible at, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
He found the one mask that's out there where there's plenty of them.
Yeah, and he's supposed to be this powerful thing, and he gets murdered, like, easily by this weak subordinate.
Which is a theme, by the way, because much later on, the second generation Joestar has a teacher, what's her name?
Lisa,
who seems super powerful. Super knowledgeable, super powerful. You see her use her scarf to great success once or twice, and then she dies immediately.
She doesn't die.
Well, but she loses immediately.
Yeah,
but she loses the fight like in a blink of an eye. It's like, what?
We'll get to that. But it was.
But what I'm saying is that's a theme. Like, the teacher teaches them, and then done.
Well, the theme is, we can't have a final a battle without JoJo in.
JoJo's the final battle, always.
Not only just a final battle, just a battle in general. But we'll get to that, too. But anyway, So Jojo Zeppeli dies, and then he gives him the remain of his hormone, which I guess makes him super powerful, even though Zeppeli was weak.
And it's, well, I took it as he has two people's hormone in him.
That's fair.
So every time he breathes in, he has twice the power, or close to twice the power. But later on in the show, the Next Generation show star has the opportunity to do the same thing. When Caesar dies, he goes, "Jojo, take my hormone!" But they don't do anything with that. He doesn't, like, take it in, and then he's ultra-powerful with two Hamans. Like, it did happen with the first JoJo. So it was weird that it sort of happened, but not really twice.
It was more about the scarf in the second one. Yeah.
So that was just weird. I would have thought that would have happened, but it didn't.
Right. So JoJo kills the second minion, and then it's time for the main event as he goes to fight Dio. And there's a fight, there's vampires and shit. Yeah, there's all kinds of crap going on. That
Dio can freeze you just by touching you.
Yeah, so he can stop you from breathing. They convoluted reasons to make him not breathe and use his powers. But eventually,
JoJo always pulls out something else.
Yeah, JoJo manages.
Ends up cutting his head off.
Decapitating him. And you think Dio's dead again, but apparently no, a minion saved his head, yes. And he's still alive. In a jar. And JoJo thinks he's won, and everything's all happy.
He's with his girlfriend, I forget her name.
Well, he married her.
She's pregnant, we don't quite know that yet.
No.
But they go on a cruise to America.
They're going on a cruise in America, and then everybody says goodbye, and you think it's the end, but no.
On the cruise.
There's
Dio's there.
Dio's there with one vampire who turns one member of the vampire. No, I'm sorry. The zombie in Dio.
Yes.
And then the one zombie turns one other zombie, which turns another zombie, which means the whole boat.
And he was like, "Oh, Dio was so smart. He was right. I only had to turn one of them into a zombie." So stupid.
Yeah. And so the ship is being attacked by zombies, and Dio is only a head. I don't remember how Jonathan gets killed mortally.
Jonathan starts fighting him, and
He's a head at this point.
Well, he's fighting the head. That's what's happening. He's fighting the head and the one zombie. And it's the boat isn't a regular boat. It's like a steam-powered, coal-burning type boat.
Right.
And he locks up the gears because he's going to blow it up and f*** Dio. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So he essentially dies from being wounded multiple times and holding Dio's head, keeping him with the explosion.
Right, but I don't know how he initially gets wounded.
Oh, various ways.
Doesn't Dio have, like, laser eyes?
I think he has laser eyes, and I think he has, like, little tentacles of veins coming out of his head.
And he shoots him in the chest so he can't breathe properly and something.
Yeah, so he f***s up his hormone.
But anyway, so the only survivors is his wife, his unborn child, and they save this little girl. And they survived by...
Which I completely forgot about that little girl until it became relevant.
I was like, where is this?
10 episodes later.
I was wondering the entire thing, where is this little girl?
Mm-hmm. I completely forgot about it.
But she escapes because Dio was in a coffin, like a vampire. She survives by getting in his coffin, and they were rescued, and they go to America. And then we skip ahead 30 years.
Yeah, she's in a coffin that looks like Dio's coffin.
No, it is Dio's coffin.
Are you sure?
Because it was...
Did you watch the forward in the very last episode?
Yeah, she escaped because Dio...
No. Did you watch the very last episode at the very end of it?
At the very end of...
Or the very last episode, episode 26.
The where they're in 1981?
Past... Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they're pulling up in 1981, they're pulling up his coffin out of the water.
Yeah, well, she survived the explosion by being in his coffin, but she was rescued. I just assumed they left the coffin there.
Yeah, but he wouldn't be in the coffin then. So maybe there's two of them. I don't know.
No, it was.
But he wouldn't be in the coffin if she was in it.
They were because they were in the storage room where his coffin was.
Yeah,
and it was open. She jumped in his coffin.
Yeah,
to survive.
And if he was in there, he would have died because it was open and the sun would have killed him.
Right. But that's how the wife survived.
Yes, but at the very last episode, they're pulling up Dio's coffin out of the water.
Right.
1981.
Right.
And he's in it.
Well, that's my point. It doesn't make sense.
Well, that's what I'm saying. There's either two coffins that were his, or there was just another black coffin that looks
like Or it's a plot hole.
I doubt it.
Because she got in his coffin.
If we watched it, we'd probably figure it out.
Yeah, I'm guarantee you it was his coffin.
I'm not saying it's not, but maybe he has two coffins is what I'm saying. I'm sure they explain it.
I guess that's
possible. This doesn't seem like kind of show where there's a plot hole.
This is exactly the kind of show.
It does seem like the show that has plot holes. However, the show's pretty accurate with its its plot, so I don't think it would.
They're too busy explaining the plot to worry about the plot. Exactly.
They'd explain it. You think they're going to lose an opportunity to over-explain something? Think Dio would lose that opportunity?
True, but this is the last episode of this one, so then maybe they rushed it.
Okay.
Because I know for a fact that's his coffin. Maybe there's two, but they don't explain it, so...
Well, anyway, she gets rescued and apparently decides to live in America.
Yeah, I don't know why they decide. But we skip ahead.
Oh, you know what? Does she decide to live in America? Because JoJo was raised, but not in America. Because in the first episode, you see that JoJo, he's like... He's being explained by the guy that's selling hot dogs and Cokes what this Coke is. Oh, he doesn't know what it
maybe
is.
Maybe they're just in... No, they're in America because Speedwagon asked them to come. They don't live there.
So I she must have went back and raised him in London or whatever.
Well, I don't think they ever left London.
Well, I think they were going to America. No, pretty certain that's what that...
Well, that trip was. JoJo was. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. She went back. Okay. Yeah, I get what you're saying now.
Yeah. Sorry. So yeah, he's in America for the first time. Meets a pickpocket.
Who's in there for two episodes. He's completely superfluous.
Yes. And without any training, JoJo sometimes is able to create Hamon and use it. So, like, he has the Coke, and before he opens it, he's attacked by... Was it the cop, or was it... What was it?
Well, the cops were attacking the pickpocket who stole JoJo's wallet because... Yes. He's black.
And JoJo walks up and he's like, oh, no crime here. I gave it to him. And right. The cop's like, what? And he's like, yeah, I gave it to him. No crime. Let him go.
And it was like they portrayed he's a black kid and there was white cops and it was portrayed,
yeah, it was clearly racism.
It was portrayed like that, but they didn't touch on it, though?
They didn't. They made it more like classism, like, we're in charge, you're poor, do what the fuck you say. Because he was saying, we want to cut. Essentially.
Yeah, but Smokey also mentions the fact that he's black and they're white.
Yeah, yeah.
So, it was just weird that it was there without any real context.
Well, the cops aren't going to stop beating him, and JoJo beats the shit out of the cops, but he puts Hamon into the Coke and shoots the cat.
Right. Yeah, and he beats them up, and he doesn't get arrested or anything later, so I guess
they're probably pretty f***ed up. He's like Arnold Schwarzenegger size.
Yeah, which means he's very rememberable.
That's true, but you gotta... got the shit kicked out of you by some Brit.
And if he's not rememberable, they do know the pickpocket who's now hanging around with him.
Yeah, but again, how everything moves so fast, I think that night is when they were having dinner.
I don't know. They seem very friendly that night.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. I think it was that night because everything moves so goddamn quickly.
Sure. Whatever. It's not important.
So he's having dinner with Granny. I forget her name.
I don't know.
His grandma, the woman that survived the shipwreck.
Right.
Forget her name.
But meanwhile, Speedwagon is in Mexico with... Oh, we didn't mention Zeppeli's master.
Yeah, his crew.
Straight-so. Yeah, they came to help JoJo at the end. And
they're not really that relevant. They're just kind of there for other reasons.
Right. So they show up and, you know... And this is in the first season, but then the master ends up dying and passing on to the Stratos, the apprentice, and who becomes the main villain of the first half of the first season, the second season.
Yeah.
Well, not even, no, the first third of the second season.
So, Speedwagon's in Mexico, they uncover more pillar men with stone masks.
Right.
The stone masks are in the pillar, they're called pillar men.
It's a pillar man.
Pillar man for this one.
Right. So, but Stratos... doesn't want to get older or some stupid bullshit, so he betrays Speedwagon and apparently kills him, we think.
Yeah.
But not really, because the Germans save him later.
Von Stroheim.
And so...
I didn't like Von Stroheim at first. I thought he was but later on, when he comes back as a mechanical guy and, like, saves the day, like, oh, all right, good for you.
Well, he was a typical Nazi villain.
Yeah, the accent that he has is so funny. It's so dumb and so... over the top German accent.
Everything. But it's great. That's the explanation.
That's the point of the show.
That's the whole show. It's over the top and stupid. So, JoJo finds out from mobsters, apparently.
Well, they have connections with Speedwagon. So, Speedwagon's company, the oil company and all that, although it's doing great things with his money, furthering science and all that,
which brings up
he's still shaking hands with bad guys.
Yeah, which brings up oh, wait, they do explain how he found the oil in Texas or something, didn't they?
Speedwagon's company did it, but
Speedwagon had no money up until this point, is my point. So, I think they explain he found oil in Texas. Whatever. So, they find out that Speedwagon went missing, so JoJo goes down to Mexico, where he's attacked by a ninja.
Yeah, he thought Sweetheart was dead, but he's just investigating it, trying to... And around this point, maybe a little bit farther, you find out that JoJo only cares about two people. Speedwagon and Granny. I forget her name.
Yeah, because the first JoJo was like a gentleman and...
cared about everyone in honor and doing the right thing.
This JoJo's a piece of shit.
He's just a snotty kid and doesn't give a damn. He's rich.
Yeah, it's fair.
Doesn't give a damn. He's got power. He'll use it where he sees fit. He seemed like he was a ladies' man at first, and he is a ladies' man. But later on in the show, you start to see that he's a bit of an asshole towards this one girl. But I think what that is like he's being himself with her, and she knows that he loves her, but he's also an asshole to her sometimes. I don't know.
Well, there's that, but there's also the one girl that Strato kidnaps who he's just a straight-up dick to, who I thought was going to be a love interest, but never comes back after that episode, because he's an asshole.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought that was going to be his love interest, too. It was not. So yeah, he goes to Mexico, he's on his motorcycle, riding from Mexico.
We skipped the whole Stratos thing, because that's before Mexico.
He's still in the city.
Yeah. So, Stratos comes and admits that he kills Speedwagon, and so JoJo takes revenge and fights him after. This is where he kidnaps this reporter girl who we thought the love
interest. On, like, the arc of a bridge.
And he's like, I'll kill this girl if you don't stop, JoJo. And JoJo's like, I don't care, kill her, she's so floozy anyway.
And without any training, and he does this for the next arc, without any training at all, he wins over and over again.
Well, he wins the fight, but not before Strato rips out a tooth because of this girl.
Oh, yeah, like he wasn't going to fight her. He's like, oh, well, I don't care, you got a girl. I don't care about that floozy, is what you said. Yeah. And so he rips out her tooth, and he's like, oh, damn it, he called my bluff.
And so he fights and wins, but apparently Strato didn't want to grow old and wanted to die with all this extra hormone in him and explodes or some shit. He turns himself into a vampire, I think is what happened. Yeah.
Yes, but during the fight, JoJo got him with a hormone punch or kick or whatever. And apparently, if a vampire or even one of the godlike beings gets hit cleanly and the hormone goes into him, it's a ticking time bomb. They're going to die.
Well, the sun comes up and kills him.
Yeah.
Stratos, but he explodes with all this extra hormone. And you find out later, it was all convoluted and stupid. So now we're back in Mexico where the Nazis are experimenting. He's looking for a Speedwagon. Nazi experimented on the Pillar Man because they know that they're evil and they want to find a way to stop them. That's not what they implied in the beginning. They, like, implied that they're evil and they're trying to use it for power, but that's what they say they end up doing. But JoJo comes across this and then we're trying to get into his city where the guards are molesting women coming in. And he dresses up
like they're coming in to trade or whatever, and the guards are like, oh, I have to search you, and they grab their tits and ass and stuff.
Yeah, and then JoJo dresses up like a woman.
With his muscular body.
Yeah, and the guard is like, you're not a woman, and then
you're the most ugly woman ever, and he beats the shit out of him. And then puts on one of their outfits.
The one guard said, my sister's uglier than you, and she's more feminine.
Yeah, and he puts on one of the guard outfits, which somehow fits, I guess because the guy's fat and he's muscular, it sort of works out.
And then, so... the stupid Nazis wake up the Pillar Man. Meanwhile, they have
this big facility around the pillar, so it's closed off. There's really no way in or out.
But they have Speedwagon.
Yes, watching. There's a plate of like bulletproof type glass, and Speedwagon's in a wheelchair bound to it. He can't get out,
and he's forced to watch. And this is where we get Speedwagon just complaining and crying.
He's like, "No, we need to kill them. You don't know the power that they have."
And
Von Stroheim's like, "Ha ha ha! German engineering."
And that's pretty much the dialogue for the rest of the show.
Especially out of Speedwagon and Von Stroheim.
Yeah, and so JoJo gets into the facility. Pillar Man is awakened.
He awakens. They were feeding it blood, wanted to see what would happen.
And they put a vampire in there with him, and he absorbs him. And then we find out he's like an octopus and can bend his body and go through vents and stuff. And
there are very small air vents, like an inch or a half inch thick. How did he get his body through it?
JoJo ends up killing the Pillar Man ends up killing the Nazis, leaving only Van Stroheim and JoJo left.
And Speedwagon. And they're fighting. JoJo kind of figures out what's going on. We gotta kill him, we can't let him out.
And then we have to let him out because the sun's up, and that's the only way
to kill him.
And then, so, there's this whole big dramatic scene on the staircase, which is so stupid, where JoJo is trying to get to the door, and the guy...
What doesn't quite make sense is that JoJo ends up killing this Pillar Man. Right? he ends up dying in the well and all that.
Right, but after Van Stronheim blows himself up to try and kill him.
Sure, but still, he dies. And they took care of it with zero Harmon training. Von Stroheim's not even the big robot yet. He's just a human.
Yeah.
So, like, the leveling of power doesn't quite make sense because later on they go to fight other Pillar Men, and even though he's had training, it's really difficult.
Nah.
You think with the training it would be so much easier.
But they also mentioned the other ones are way stronger than this one. Sure. But it doesn't matter. And they could only defeat this one with sunlight. They didn't defeat him with hormone.
No, but they used it.
We think Brian Stroheim is dead here when he blows himself up.
Yeah.
But he's not.
The Pillar Man dies.
And the Pillar Man dies.
How does the next story arc start?
Well, he's got to go to... He finds out that the next... They found another...
the Germans found another one, right?
Yeah, Speedwagon tells him they found another one in Europe, and he's got to go train with Lisa and meet up with Zeppeli Jr.
Mm-hmm.
And...
There's a lot. Are we going to go through this whole next arc? Because we're already at, like, 45 minutes.
We're going to skip ahead. We pretty much talked about the second season.
Yeah, we've gone in the pieces of
people die. Stroheim
comes back, and he's a robot.
I did want to mention at the end, though, he gets trained by Lisa, and, you know...
You find out that Lisa is his mother. Yeah, she's the baby.
Because I knew it from the beginning. It was so stupid. And
well, she looks like she's in her 20s,
right?
But she's really 50-something.
Right. Come on. They explained that, they laid the groundwork for it.
Yeah.
But they make her seem like she's this awesome hormone leader.
Yeah.
And you think it's going to be an epic battle, and I thought it was going to be pretty cool.
She's got her scarf, and the scarf
she's gonna
they explain that the scarf reacts to life forms and searches it out, and it's the perfect weapon, and it does jack shit.
And I thought she was gonna have the final fight with it. I thought maybe, hey, this is actually pretty cool. But no, she gets taken out in 30 seconds. I mean, they explain it off because she was tricked, and it was like a dirty trick that happened, but it was bullshit. It was just a reason to make JoJo fight the last bad guy.
Yeah, it's all was.
And of course,
how she survived that wound. She was stabbed by a blade that was like 4 inches thick through her chest.
That apparently.
Stabbed all the way through her chest, by the way, not just like a couple inches in.
They said he didn't want to kill her because he
was horse shit.
Yeah, I know.
Her spine cord's severed at the very least.
This whole fucking show is horse shit.
Yeah.
But, so, you know, he ends up, I'm sorry, the Pillar Man are after this red gem.
Yes.
That makes them invincible, and once they, when the other two die, get killed by JoJo, and once the main bad guy,
Cars,
uses the red gem, he can now suddenly change into
swirls. Yeah, so the power of sunlight goes into him, so he can create life. He's almost a god, essentially.
Yeah, and
he can also create Harmon and use it.
Yeah, so he's invincible, and he ends up cutting off JoJo's hand.
Yes, which is pretty awesome.
Right, and then we end up in space because we always end up in space.
Well, sort of. He ended up in space.
JoJo was pretty close to space.
Pretty close. That's actually, so the third part is called Stardust Crusaders. So I think, I don't know, but obviously the third part deals with Dio because we saw the forward at the end of the 26th episode. But I think at some point, Cars is going to come back. Stardust, come on, space.
Well, no, because here's the thing. Nothing on Earth can destroy them, so JoJo
sends them. Well, that they know of.
JoJo sends them into space. And they say, as he's floating away into space...
Maybe he's powered down because he's been in space. Maybe when he comes back, he breaks up. I don't know.
They say, and the narrator says...
They said that. I know.
The narrator says...
But shit happens.
He drifts away and never is seen again. And
did they say that?
He's never to be seen again, and that he wishes for death in his thoughts until his thoughts become nothing.
Oh, maybe never mind.
Yeah, he's not coming...
Maybe he comes back as a mindless beast.
Maybe. I don't know, but...
Stardust Crusaders, come on.
They imply...
Space.
Stardust is, like, can interpret that as, like, glitter and shit.
I guess.
And, like, especially with this show...
I am excited to see Dio back, though.
Especially I kind of want to watch part three. You can watch part three. I don't want to watch
it. I get another pick? Goddamn right.
You would have to wait to GA, or you can pick it on your pick at the end of the season.
Maybe. Anyway, anything you want to add? So, at the end of the last episode, they skipped to 1987?
I thought it was 1, but I can...
Maybe 81. No, I'm pretty sure it's 87.
Okay.
But they skip between 81 and 87. There's, like, something that happens at 81. But in 87, JoJo's at the airport. And he's got a Sony Walkman.
Oh, wait, by the way, he survives at the end because that was the twist.
He fell in the water and somehow lived.
Yeah.
Horseshit.
They had a funeral for him and...
He was in the stratosphere. They actually said he was in the stratosphere. He was high up.
Yeah, he fell in the ocean. He was brought... And he's got Luke Skywalker's. Yeah, it's Luke. He got Luke Skywalker's mechanical hand now. It's
So in 87, you see JoJo as he was born in 1920, correct? I'm pretty sure he was born in 1920.
Sure.
I don't know why I know that, but I'm pretty certain he was born in 1920. So he's 67 years old.
Oh,
he looks older and he looks younger at the same time. He looks younger because he's buff and in shape and can move, like he can move his body. But he looks older because of the crazy gray hair and the way they sort of age him.
Right. I really forgot to mention 30s JoJo's parents, or at least Lisa and his father. But his father was
his father
was killed by a zombie that was survived Dio's.
And his father had no talent with Hanma.
No talent with Hanma. But he was an Air Force pilot, and he realized the zombie was happening. And then he gets killed by the zombie, which
before he could do anything.
But when JoJo was an infant, his mom, Lisa, goes and kills the general, but the army doesn't know about zombies, so they think they killed the general. So now she's a wanted criminal throughout the world, and that's why she couldn't tell him that. That's why she couldn't raise him and could be his mother and stuff. I hated this show.
The poses, the craziness, waiting for the lines to come that you know are coming. I loved it. It was great. The music at the end of the episodes, Roundabout, it's a fantastic song.
Well, there's a couple different songs at the end.
Yeah, but Roundabout's the main one. But yeah, there's a couple other ones, but they're all from the same band, I think.
Yeah, it sounds like they all from the same band. Yeah, they paid the license for a record, apparently.
So this song, Roundabout, with the guitar and the bass, it's a meme. It's used all over the place because of this show, right? Like, all over the place. So I'm driving to jiu-jitsu with my kids today, and it comes on because it's in my playlist. I like the song now. And it comes on, and my son hears it, and my daughter hear it, and they go, oh, Emma, my son talking to his sister. It's that song from the Minecraft videos. Like, no, Jack, it's from JoJo.
Well, no, Sean, it's from the band.
So that was, but it's from JoJo. It's only popular because of that. It came out in, like,
I'm sure the
I want to say 74 or something like that.
I'm sure it was popular in the 70s.
I don't know if it was, because I know classic rock pretty well, and I never heard it.
I knew that song.
I never knew it. Anyway, I just thought it was hilarious that they thought it was from Minecraft videos on YouTube. Yeah, what do you rate it?
No, you go first.
Oh, I really enjoyed it. Now, I know it's not what a good anime is. I know that.
I don't want my number to influence your number.
Okay. I know that. I'm biased because I like it, but I know it's not good for everyone. So, for me, it's an 8. Maybe a 9. I enjoyed it. It was a little tough at a couple points to get through, but overall, I really enjoyed it.
All right. Mine's a 4. I hated it so much. Hated it. I think this is the most different we ever had on an anime, but I f***ing hated it.
I really enjoyed it. I thought it was great. But I went in knowing the mindset. I knew what it was before I started watching it. So I knew what to expect.
I knew what it was going in, too, and that's why I avoided the show from the start.
Yeah, that was so funny. Off camera, or off mic, last episode, when I was picking the anime to watch, I was like, I don't think I'm going to watch JoJo. He's trying to convince me subtly not to do it.
I tried so hard.
Which I'm like, once I pick up on that, I'm like, oh, we're doing it.
I did not want to do it. I hated it so much.
All right, so what else did we have for J? All
right, so it's Kanko Kantai Collection.
Battleship Girls.
Yeah, I think I butchered that. But Battleship Girls.
Yeah. I know what you mean, though.
Koikaze. And Kill the Kill.
Don't we have 4 per now?
Well, this is the 4th one.
I thought there was 4 before.
Oh, wait. This is J. That's K.
You're correct. Well, wait, Koikaze was. J. Damn.
Yeah, hold on. I gotta go back. I don't know off the top of my head what J's are. Because I thought we were doing K. Judy Tyson's Zodiac War. That was the Battle Royale.
That wasn't very good. That was very black.
That was shit, too. Joker's Game.
That was pretty good.
That was the spy one. That wasn't bad.
I'm probably going this the Joker's Game. Although I didn't enjoy that.
There is one more, though.
Yes.
I have it all written down in my books.
Yeah, what's funny is he has each alphabet, not one page for each letter, which would be way better.
Because I don't know when we're going to...
I understand, but going forward, I really think it would be a lot better to have one page for each letter.
In the beginning, I was taking notes.
I know.
But I don't take notes anymore.
Anyway.
And the last one's Juby Chan.
Oh, Jesus. So, for me, it's JoJo, Joker's Game, the Zodiac, right?
Juni Taizen, yeah.
And then Juby Chan. So I really didn't like Juby. I didn't like the Zodiac, but I really didn't like Juby Chan.
Yeah. I have, begrudgingly, I have the same, except I switched Joker's name. Yeah, begrudgingly, JoJo's second, but because those other two were just really, really bad.
All right. You ready to spin for Category K?
Yes. I am done with JoJo for at least 26 weeks, apparently.
26 weeks. Well, maybe 26. I might do it on the pick just for the meme.
You might...
Ooh, Kimba the White Lion.
Oh, no!
That sounds god-awful.
I know what that is.
Is it one... Is it... It's similar to that,
It's what Disney ripped off to do the Lion King.
Oh, you're right! I know this. I've never watched it, but I know this.
And it's 56 episodes. Oh, we're not watching 56 episodes. No, I know.
Kimba. Kiba.
Down.
Kimba. Yeah, I can do it. I can't. Anyway. Yes. Yes, it is. It's 52 episodes with Jungle Emperor Leo. Special English dubbed. And then Jump. Jungle Emperor Leo movie English dub. So I don't know the difference between those.
Oh my god.
I say we do the first arc. Whatever that first arc is, whichever one. Whenever one of us gets to the end of the first arc, we message each other and say we're done. This is going to be god awful.
Why don't we just do what we always do? We watch until one of us quits.
That's fair. I like that. Leo the White Lion was born on an ocean liner that crashed on the shores of a bustling city, where he spent his childhood learning the language and customs of humans. But something was missing. In search of his family, home, and a place to truly belong, Leo traveled back to Africa and began his journey to become the king of the jungle. Leo's adventure centers around finding peace between the animals and humans who live in his African home. After competing for space and resources, as he grows, Leo must survive both the area's harsh environment, dangers from the animals, and humans who hunt lions like him for sport. Only communication and mutual understanding can end the fighting. And Leo's knowledge of human culture may just be what the jungle needed. Jungle Taite is the epic story of a young lion's struggle to survive in a dangerous land. Yeah, so obviously vast differences between this and The Lion King, but this is what they ripped off. Clear scenes. Uh-huh. Like, you can watch videos on YouTube, search Lion King and Kimba the White Lion. You'll find videos that are where The Lion King is ripping scenes from Kimba. And, you know, lines of dialogue and all that. It's night and day. We all know that they did it.
Right.
But they're never going to pay up.
Just so you know, the tags are Adventure Kids and Shonen. We don't really...
This is going to be a Shonen.
Apparently.
Maybe this is what started the furries.
It's interesting that kids tag's in there. Even what kids shows, we don't normally get that kids tag.
Oh, yeah.
So I just thought that was interesting.
Yeah, this is going to suck.
Oh, yeah. This is going to be not fun at all, but...
I just want to guess at the age. Probably 1970, maybe 1980.
Oh, yeah, it's super old.
Yeah.
I'm guessing I might get to 8 episodes.
We'll try. All right, guys, next episode, Kimba the White Lion.
Bye.
See ya.